ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 24, चैंटिंग द सॉन्ग संग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा, पार्ट 5, गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य. लॉर्ड शिवा voluntarily came to bless the sons of the king as well as do something beneficial for them. Lord Shiva personally chanted the mantra so that the mantra would be more powerful, and Lord Shiva also advised that the mantra be chanted by Rajaputras, the sons of the king known as the Prachetas. When a mantra is chanted by a great devotee, the mantra becomes more powerful. Although the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is powerful in itself, the disciple, upon initiation, receives the mantra from one's spiritual master. For when the mantra is chanted by the spiritual master, it becomes more powerful. Lord Shiva advised the sons of the king to hear him attentively, for inattentive hearing is offensive. Since Krishna gives instructions as Sarva Atma, the Supersoul, Lord Shiva offers Krishna respect with the words Sarvasma Atmane Namaha. The individual soul is called Atma, and the Lord is also called Atma as well as Param Atma. Being situated in everyone's heart, Krishna is known as the Supreme Atma. Therefore, all obeisances are offered unto Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, is the origin of the material senses and sense objects. Since Lord Shiva considers himself to be one of the products of this material world, his senses are under the control of the Supreme Creator. The words Shantaya Kutastaya Swarochishe are very significant. Although Krishna is within this material world, still Krishna is not disturbed by the waves of material existence. However, conditioned souls are agitated by the six kinds of transformations. Namely, they become agitated when hungry, when they are thirsty, when they are aggrieved, when they are illusioned, when they grow old, and when they are on their deathbed. And although the conditioned souls become very easily illusioned by all these conditions in the material world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the Supersoul, Vasudeva, is never agitated by these transformations. Therefore, it is said here, Kutasthaya, Krishna is always peaceful and devoid of agitation because of Krishna's prowess, which is described herein as Swarochishe, indicating that Krishna is illuminated by his own transcendental position. So in other words, the individual soul, although within the illumination of the Supreme, sometimes falls down from that illumination because of one's tiny position. And when one falls down, he or she enters into material conditional life. However, Krishna is not subject to such conditioning. Therefore, Krishna is described as self-illuminated. Consequently, any conditioned soul within this material universe can remain completely perfect when he or she is under the protection of Vasudeva, or when one is engaged in devotional service. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Parangyanam, Vasudeva Parantapaha, Vasudeva Parodharmo, Vasudeva Paragatihi. The whole universe is maintained by the integrating power of the Supreme Lord, who is known in that capacity by the name Sankarsana. The master of integration is also the destroyer of this world by virtue of his disintegrating energy. Sankarsana is the master of integration and disintegration, whereas Pradyumna, another feature of Lord Vasudeva, is responsible for universal growth and maintenance. The word Sukshmaya is significant because within this gross material body, there are subtle material bodies, namely mind, intelligence, and ego. Krishna, in his different features as Vasudeva, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, and Sankarsana, maintains both the gross and subtle material elements of this world. Rishikeshendriyatmane. The mind is the director of the senses, and Lord Aniruddha is the director of the mind. In order to execute devotional service, one has to fix one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Shiva prays to the controller of the mind, Aniruddha, so that he will be pleased to help Lord Shiva engage his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. It is also indicated in this verse that Lord Aniruddha is the sun god by virtue of his expansions. Since the predominating deity of the sun is an expansion of Lord Aniruddha, Lord Shiva also prays to the sun god. By his quadruple expansion, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, Lord Krishna is the Lord of all psychic action, namely thinking, feeling, willing, and acting. Lord Shiva prays to Aniruddha as the sun god, who is the controlling deity of the external material elements which constitute the construction of the material body. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, the word Paramahamsa is another name for the sun god. The sun god is addressed herein as Nibritatmane, indicating that the sun god always maintains the various planets by manipulating the rainfall. The sun god evaporates water from the seas and oceans and then forms the water into clouds, distributing it over the land. And the sun god is also addressed herein as Purna, complete, because the rays emanating from the sun have no end. For millions and millions of years since the creation of this universe, the sun god has been supplying heat and light without diminution. The word Paramahamsa is applied to persons who are completely cleansed. When there is sufficient sunshine, the mind remains clear and transparent. In other words, the sun god helps the mind of the living entity to become situated on the platform of Paramahamsa. Thus, Lord Shiva prays to Aniruddha to be kind upon him, so that Lord Shiva's mind will always be in the perfect state of cleanliness and will thus be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. And just as fire sterilizes all unclean things, the sun god also keeps everything sterilized especially dirty things within the mind, thus enabling one to attain elevation to the platform of spiritual understanding. There are different kinds of liberation or mukti. The best mukti is engagement in devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Not only does Lord Aniruddha help fruitive actors by elevating them to the higher planetary systems, but Aniruddha also helps the devotee engage in devotional service by Lord Aniruddha's inexhaustible energy. Just as heat is the source of material energy, the inspiration of Lord Aniruddha is that energy by which one can engage in executing devotional service. Lord Shiva prays to Lord Aniruddha to give him strength so that Lord Shiva can become free from all obligation to the Pittas, demigods, general living entities, and saintly persons, and completely engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Lord Shiva therefore prays to Lord Aniruddha to give him strength so that he can be free from such obligations and entirely engage in the Lord's service. Soma, the predominating deity of the moon planet, is responsible for the living entity's ability to relish the taste of food through the tongue. Lord Shiva prays to Lord Aniruddha to give him strength so that Lord Shiva will not taste anything but the prasad of the Lord. Lord Shiva's prayer to Lord Aniruddha is meant for this purpose, Tripti Daya. Lord Shiva prays to Lord Aniruddha to help him be satisfied by eating only prasad offered to the Lord. As the individual body of the living entity is composed of millions of cells, germs, and microbes, in the same way, the universal body of the Supreme Lord similarly contains all the individual bodies of the living entities. Lord Shiva is offering obeisances to this universal body, which includes all other bodies, so that everyone's body may fully engage in bhakti, devotional service. Since one's individual body is composed of senses, then all the senses should be engaged in devotional service. Thus, every living entity should serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's prana, life, artha, wealth, intelligence, dhyā, and words, vācha. And even though one may desire to engage in the service of the Lord, without sanction, one cannot do so. Lord Shiva is offering prayers in so many different ways in order to show living entities how to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Vedic evidence is called Shabda Brahma. There are many things which are beyond the perception of our imperfect senses. Yet, the authoritative evidence of sound vibration is perfect. The Vedas are known as Shabda Brahma because evidence taken from the Vedas constitutes the ultimate understanding. And this is because Shabda Brahma, or the Vedas, represents the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, the real essence of Shabda Brahma is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so by vibrating this transcendental sound, The meaning of everything, both material and spiritual, is thus revealed. This Hare Krishna is non-different from the personality of Godhead. The meaning of everything is received through the air, through sound vibration. The vibration may be material or spiritual, but without sound vibration, no one can understand the meaning of anything. In the Vedas, it is said, Antarvahishcha tatsarvam vyaya narayana stita. Narayana is all-pervading, and Narayana exists both within and without. The consciousness of both the soul and supersoul is all-pervading. The limited consciousness of the living entity is pervading the entire material body, while the supreme consciousness of the Lord is pervading the entire universe. Because the soul is present within the body, consciousness pervades the entire body. Similarly, because the Supreme Soul, Krishna, is present within this universe, everything is working in order. Lord Shiva is therefore praying to the personality of Godhead to be kind upon us, so that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can understand everything, both in the material and spiritual worlds. The word Amushmai is significant because it indicates the best target one can aim for after attaining the higher planetary systems. Those who are engaged in fruitive activities, known as karmis, attain the higher planetary systems as a result of their past activities, while the jnanis, who seek unification or a monistic merging with the effulgence of the Supreme Lord, also attain their desired end. But in the ultimate issue, the devotees, who desire to personally associate with the Lord, are promoted to the Vaikuntha Lokas or Goloka Vrindavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart, and from Him issue a living entity's inclinations and disinclinations. The Supreme Personality of Godhead causes the asura or demon to forget Him and the devotee to remember Him. One's disinclinations are due to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the asuras oppose devotional service, it is to be understood that they are inclined that way due to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the asuras do not like to engage in the Lord's devotional service, the Lord from within gives them the intelligence to forget. The word dukkha daya is also very significant, for those who are non-devotees are perpetually put into the cycle of birth and death. This is a very miserable condition. Because one's position in life is attained according to one's activities, the demons, the asuras or non-devotees, are put into such miserable conditions. The words Krishnaya Akuntha Medhase are significant. Modern scientists have stopped their brain work by discovering the theory of uncertainty. But factually, for a living being, there cannot be any brain activity which is not checked by time and space limitations. A living entity is called Anu, an atomic particle of the Supreme Soul, Krishna, and therefore his or her brain is also atomic. It cannot accommodate unlimited knowledge. Krishna knows everything, but one cannot know Krishna without being favored by Krishna. Thus, for Krishna and his representative, there is no question of a theory of uncertainty. What Krishna says is all perfect and certain, and is applicable to the past, present, and future. Nor is there any uncertainty for one who knows exactly what Krishna says. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on Bhagavad Gita as it is, as it was spoken by Lord Krishna. And for those who are engaged in this movement, there is no question of uncertainty. Lord Krishna is also addressed herein by Lord Shiva as Ashisham Isha. The great saintly personalities, sages, and demigods are able to offer benedictions to ordinary living entities, but they in turn are benedicted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without being benedicted by Krishna, one cannot offer benediction to anyone else. The word Manave, meaning unto the Supreme Manu, is also significant. The Supreme Manu in Vedic literature is Swayambhuva Manu, who is an incarnation of Krishna. All the Manus are empowered incarnations of Krishna. Manu Antara Avatar. And in another sense, the word Manave indicates the perfection of all kinds of mantras. The mantra delivers the conditioned soul from his or her bondage. So simply by chanting the Maha Mantra,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One can thus gain deliverance from any condition of life. Karanatmane. Everything has a cause. The theory of chance is repudiated in these prayers by Lord Shiva. Because everything has its cause, there is no question of chance. Because so-called philosophers and so-called scientists are unable to find the real cause, foolishly they say that everything happens by chance. In Brahma Samhita, Krishna is described as Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. Therefore, Krishna is addressed herein as Karana Atmane. Krishna's very personality is the original cause of everything, the root of everything, and the seed of everything. The word Sankhya Yogeshwaraya is also significant, for Krishna is described in Bhagavad Gita as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers. Without possessing inconceivable mystic powers, one cannot be accepted as God. In this age of Kali, those who have but a little fragmental portion of mystic power claim to be God, but such pseudo-gods can only be accepted as fools, for only Krishna is the Supreme Person who possesses all mystic and yogic perfections. Such pseudo-gods are only accepted by other fools. The Sankhya Yoga system, popular at the present moment, was propounded by the atheist Kapila, but the original Sankhya Yoga system was propounded by an incarnation of Krishna, also named Kapila, the son of Devahuti. Similarly, Dattatreya, another incarnation of Krishna, also explained the Sankhya Yoga system. Thus, Krishna is the origin of all Sankhya Yoga systems and mystic yoga powers. The words Purushaya Puranaya are also worthy of special attention. Krishna is accepted as the Adi Purusha, the original person, or the original enjoyer. Krishna is also accepted as Purana Purusha, the oldest person. And although Krishna is the oldest of all personalities, Krishna is also the youngest of all, Nava Yauvana. Another significant word here in the prayers of Lord Shiva is the word Dharmaya. Since Krishna is the original propounder of all kinds of religious principles, it is said by Yamaraj in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharmam tu sakshad Bhagavat pranitam. No one can introduce a new type of religion, for religion is already there, having been established by Lord Krishna. In the Mahabharata, it is also said, Ye che veda vido vipra, ye chadyatma vido janaha, te vadanti mahaatmanam, krishnang dharmang sanatanam. The purport of this verse is that one who has studied the Vedas perfectly, who is a perfect vipra, or knower of the Vedas, who knows what spiritual life actually is, speaks about Krishna, the Supreme Person, as one's Sanatana Dharma. Lord Shiva therefore teaches us the principles of Sanatana Dharma. Everyone acts under the dictation of the ego. Therefore, Lord Shiva is trying to purify false egotism through the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Lord Shiva or Rudra is himself the controller of egotism, Lord Shiva indirectly wants to be purified by the mercy of the Lord so that his real egotism can be awakened. Of course, Lord Rudra is always spiritually awake, but for our benefit, Rudra is praying in this way. The word cheta means knowledge. Without perfect knowledge, one cannot act perfectly. The real source of knowledge is vacha, or sound vibration, given by Vedic instructions. Here the word vacha, or vibration, means the Vedic vibration. The origin of creation is sound vibration, and if the sound vibration is clear and purified, perfect knowledge and perfect activities actually become manifest. This is enacted by the chanting of the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thus, Lord Shiva is praying again and again for the purification of body, mind, and activities through the purification of knowledge and action under the pure directions of the Vedas. Lord Shiva prays to the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that his mind, senses, and words will all turn toward devotional activities only. In the Shruti or Veda mantra, it is said that the Supreme Absolute Truth is Sarva Kama, Sarva Gandha, Sarva Rasa, or in other words, the Supreme Absolute Truth is known as Rasovaisaha, the source of all relishable relationships, rasas. The words Rupang Priyatamang Svanam are specifically mentioned herein, indicating that Lord Shiva wants to see that form which is very dear to the devotees. The word Svanam is especially significant because only the devotees are very, very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jnanis, yogis, and karmis are not particularly dear, for the karmis simply want to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their order supplier. The jnanis want to see Krishna in order to become one with Him, and the yogis want to see Krishna partially represented within their heart as Paramatma. But the bhaktas, the devotees, want to see Krishna in His complete perfection. So, Lord Shiva's desire is to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is described in this way, which means Lord Shiva wants to see Krishna as He appears to the Bhagavatas, the devotees. Thus, the conclusion is that Lord Shiva wants to see Krishna in complete perfection and not in the impersonalist or voidist way. Recorded November 7, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat. Dante Mukamboja Ajyantanilayar Vritam Kuntalai Snigda Raktaishya Gopya Muhushchumbitam Bimba Raktadarang Me Manasya Virastam Alam Laksha Labhai Idante mukam bhojam atyanta nilayar Vritam kuntalai snigdha raktaishya gopya Muhushchumbitam bimba raktadarang me Manasya virastam alam laksha labhai Dante mukambojam ajyanta nilayar Vritam kuntalai snigdha raktaishya gopya Muhushchumbitam bimba raktadarang me Manasya virastam alam laksha labhai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Bhakti Adi Gaur Brinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Ghor Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Haraye Namaha. Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
O Lord, your lotus-like face, surrounded by curling locks of hair, which are very dark blue, soft and glossy, and also tinted reddish, is kissed again and again by the gopi Sri Yashoda. Your lips also are as cherry red as is the bimba fruit. And so in my heart, I want all of this to be manifest, because there is no need for me to request the attainment of millions of other boons, which to me are simply useless.